A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmuds. Erevin Tesvav, Erevin 15a, pagination page 29, starting from the top of the page. Itmar, we learnt. Lechi ha'omeid me'elov. A lechi, that's the upright, which is there on its own. It was not put there purposely for the purpose of a lechi as a demarcation, as a start of the wall where the mavui, the alleyway, reaches the Rishus Harabim, the public area. It was not put up as a demarcation. It wasn't put up as a wall. It was there from before. It's there on its own. It grew there, perhaps, a tree, or whatever it is. It's just, it's there from before. A wall that broke, and now a lechi remains of that wall. Abaya Omar have a lechi. Abaya says that lechi that came there by itself without human intervention is a good lechi. And as we'll see, this is a case, one of the few that we paskin like Abaye. It's a good lechi. Rava Omar lo have a lechi. Rava says it's not a good lechi. Apparently, a lechi has to be put there purposely, according to Rava. Says the Gemara, there is a qualification here. Even though Abaya holds that the lechi can be there on its own without being put there by a human, but hecha delo samchinan alei me'esmol, if you did not intend it from the day before, meaning on Erev Shabbos, the day before Shabbos began, you didn't intend to use that lechi, kulei alma lo pligi delo have lechi. Everybody agrees it's not a good lechi. Ki pligi, the only case that Abaya says that you could use such a lechi, hecha desamchinen alei me'esmol, because you intended it as a lechi from before Shabbos. Abaya amar have lechi. It's a good lechi, because you intended from before Shabbos to use it as a lechi. Rava Amar lo ave lechi. Rava argues and says it's not a good lechi. Since it was not originally made for this purpose, lo ave lechi. It's not a good lechi. Good. So let's go back to the original cases that we presented. If a lechi grew there, let's say. So Abaya would say, as long as you knew about it from before Shabbos, you saw the tree there, and you intended, I'm going to use that tree as my lechi, so that upright will function as a lechi, and you can carry within the alleyway the mavui, because you intended it from before Shabbos. Likewise, if you have a mavui that's really enclosed on four walls, and it has a very nice door, going to the public area, so it was a door, it was totally enclosed, it's like someone's home. You could certainly carry inside there. You would have to do shtufe mivos, but basically as far as enclosures, you would be allowed to carry there. And then that fourth wall going to the public area fell down. And what remained was a lechi, a protrusion sticking out. So that lechi, as long as you knew about it from before Shabbos, Abaya says you could rely on it, and it's a good lechi. Let's drop down to the bottom of the page, and we'll see a story. Counting up from the bottom, about nine lines, in the middle of a line, Tashema. Come in here. De Rav have a Yosef v'ahu mavoa. Rav was in a mavui, in an alleyway. Have a Yosef, Rav Huna kamei, and Rav Huna was in front of him. Amale l'shamei, he told his assistant, Zel aisi likuza demaya, go bring me a pitcher of water. Ada osa, but until he brought the pitcher, he was carrying it, let's say, from the home into the mavui, nofel l'chayo. The lechi fell down. So now you're not allowed to carry in the alleyway anymore because the lechi is no longer there. Ach file bidei, he motioned to him with his hand. He showed him the lechi's down. Koma duchtei, so the assistant stopped standing where he was in place. He can't continue walking. Amalei Rav Huna said to him, Lo savar lomar, doesn't the master hold lismoch adikla, to rely on the palm tree that's also at the entrance of the mavui? In other words, the lechi fell down, but you have a tree there that could function as a lechi. Why don't you simply rely on the tree as your lechi? Omar, Rav answered, Domi haimei rabbonon kemandu l'parshi inshi shemaito. It appears that that person, that rabbi, meaning his colleague Rav Huna, that person doesn't understand the sugya, doesn't understand the topic here. Misam chinen alei mei esmal. Did we rely on it from yesterday? We had intended to rely on our lechi from yesterday. The fact that now you're looking for a solution and you see a tree, that doesn't work as a lechi since we did not intend it for use from before Shabbos. Taima de lo samchinon, that's because we didn't pay attention to it. Hasamchinon have a lechi, but had you intended it, even though the tree was not necessarily planted for the purpose of a lechi, it came here on its own, but if you intended it from before Shabbos, it would work as a lechi because we follow the opinion of Abaye. Continue by skipping a line at the end of a line, another story. Hahu barko, there was a porch. Dava bei barchovui, there was a certain place. Dava pligiva Abaye v'rava kulu shenayu, that Abaye and Rava argued on for many years. Why did they argue on it for many years? Because apparently there was a lechi there, but that lechi had not been placed there for the purpose of a lechi. So regularly, Abaye would say, well, as of last week, we intended it as our lechi, so it's a lechi from now on, it's a lechi. And Rava held that until you go ahead and put up a lechi purposely, it's not a good lechi, because Rava holds lechi omid me elov is not a good lechi. So they argue on for many years, because Abaye kept insisting it's good the way it is, so I guess the residents did not bother putting up a new one. And Rava, whenever he visited there, he would not rely on that lechi, because he held, since it wasn't placed there purposely for the purpose of lechi, it doesn't work. Again, as we mentioned, this is one of the case of Yal Kigam, the cases that we paskin like Abaye against Rava, and we hold lechi ha'omeid me'e lov, if the lechi is there on its own, as long as you paid attention to it from before Shabbos, it would function as a good lechi. There's an interesting discussion which is opened up by the Ramah. What happens if the person did not have any intent at all? He didn't put up a different lechi to illustrate that he doesn't hold of the lechi that's there on its own. And as the Mishneh Berurah mentions a case, he didn't purposely not carry in this alleyway until now, displaying by his insistence not to carry that he doesn't hold of this tree or whatever it is, lechi ha'omed me'elav. The Ramah case is simply, he just never paid attention, he never wanted to carry in the alleyway, so he never carried in the alleyway. Would the lechi which he discovers on Shabbos, now that he starts paying attention, would that lechi function as a lechi? And it is possible, according to some Rishonim, to understand that the words on the second line of this page, "Delo samchinon alei me esmol," that you did not intend it from the day before, has to be that you actually did not intend it. You really did not intend it because you had a different lechi that you were paying attention to. But if it was simply a case that's neutral, we could actually take Abaye's shita so far that even if you discovered the lechi on Shabbos, or you discovered that it makes a difference to you on Shabbos, because now you want to carry on the alleyway, that would be sufficient. The Gemara discusses the case of mechitza ha'omed me'elav, a wall, a partition that's there on its own. And in the case of a partition, unlike a lechi, a partition that's there on its own is 100% good. And if you have the partition there, that's fine. The case of tsuras ha'pesach omed me'elav seems to be a machlokes if you have to actually pay attention to it from before Shabbos. And we'll stop there, even though there is plenty more to elaborate. Again, the case of lechi that's discovered on Shabbos, that's developed on Shabbos, you have to assess if you could apply Abaya's ruling, going back again to the first case, if the wall falls down and all that's left is a lechi, that lechi did not exist from before Shabbos, was not relied on, was not intended, it was literally created later and would not work. Yeshakoach, have a great day.